co-founder of Irvine Watchdog, is running for mayor. Branda Lynn, co-founder of the nonprofit Irvine Watchdog, a local news source established in 2019, and a community services commissioner under Mayor Farah Khan, is running to be elected Irvine's mayor in the November 8 election. For the past 4 years, I have dedicated myself to local municipal issues and led a group of dedicated volunteers through Irvine Watchdog because I believe in a strong local government that values transparency, honesty, and accountability for the betterment of our community, Lynn posted to social media as part of her campaign announcement in August. I'm passionate about informing residents to empower residents. If elected, Lynn said she will advocate for change across the city, including replacing Irvine's 2 representatives on the board of the Orange County Power Authority, which manages energy distribution in the city. Lynn wants to hire a different CEO to lead with better transparency. She said she's also concerned about a special tax that homeowners in the Great Park neighborhoods pay and wants more transparency on how those funds are being used. She also said she believes Great Park needs better plans for existing retail and local amenities before its residential community is enlarged. Lynn did not respond to a request for an interview, but according to her campaign website, she additionally wants to relocate the All-American Asphalt Plant, which has received numerous complaints from nearby residents about odors for the past 3 years and possibly other pollutants emanating from its location. She's also interested in securing Irvine as a cultural hub. It's time we bring back a focus on promoting the arts through outdoor exhibitions, community, performance groups, and festivals, her campaign website reads. Additionally, Lynn is advocating $28 million in city funds allocated for library construction and improvements go towards a new library in the Great Park and to update Heritage Park Library in Irvine if she is elected. Lynn was born and raised in Irvine and continues to live in the city now with her husband and 2 children. She received 2 bachelor's degrees in 2001 from the University of California, Irvine, for music performance and political science and government. She's additionally served as the Irvine Community Services Commissioner, working as a leader to develop community service programs and facilities under Khan from 2018 to 2020 and has worked as a litigation paralegal for over 15 years at top firms in New York City and Orange County. She resigned as co-chair of the board of Irvine Watchdog in 2022 to concentrate on running for office. Other community service efforts to her credit include founder of the Smiles Project Irvine, and work with the Irvine Children Youth Families Advisory Committee, the Irvine Rotary, as a board member of the National Women's Political Caucus of Orange County, member of the New Life Irvine Church, volunteering for Families Forward, a program to house the homeless, and as a court-appointed special advocate to speak on behalf of children. Lynn's endorsements include former Irvine City Councilwoman and former president of the Irvine Community Land Trust, Marianne Guido, as well as Diana Jing, who is the former co-chair of the Irvine Children Youth and Family Advisory Committee, Sharon Toji, a previous Irvine Community Services Commissioner, and Jean Bedley, an Irvine teacher. Lynn's opponents are Khan, Tom Chaman, Catherine Daigle, and Simon Moon.